Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. In autumn, the days shorten noticeably, and chilly dawns become the norm across most of Utah. Leafy plants now prepare for the winter. Their summer of intense metabolic activities gradually give way to winter's dormancy. Photosynthesis and respiration shut down as nutrients and sugars are withdrawn from leaves to be shunted to the stem and roots for storage. But how do they anticipate the change in season so that they are ready for the rigors of winter? Photosynthetic plants have a diverse array of pigments that they use to capture energy from most of the spectrum of visible sunlight. Chlorophyll is the most abundant, but its light-gathering effectiveness is limited to a narrow band of the light spectrum. Plants employ many additional pigments to capture the energy available from other wavelengths of sunlight. These accessory pigments are brilliantly colored, but masked by the sheer abundance of green chlorophyll. One of these pigments, phytochrome, serves as a timekeeper for the plant. When phytochrome absorbs energy in the red band of sunlight, it helps to activate a number of developmental processes in the plant. As the nights lengthen in the fall, there are fewer hours of sunlight to activate the phytochrome, and so it transforms to inhibit those same developmental processes. One result is that chlorophyll is broken down, and its components are moved to storage for use the following spring. Essential nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus are likewise withdrawn from foliage for later use. With the chlorophyll gone, the other colorful leaf pigments are revealed. Now maples, aspens, sumacs, and more blaze for a few weeks of riotous glory. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.